Take a deep breath and just relax. Breathe as much as you feel that you need for yourself to relax once again into this space, into this energy in Sedona, Arizona, on this earth, on this solar system, where God put you in the right place in the right time to do the work you came here to do and also to have some fun. Take another deep breath. Slowly, consciously, bring in the conscious breath into your heart, that beautiful radiating, vibrating, soulful heart of yours. Breathing through your entire being, through every cell and molecule in your body, through every energetic layer and cell of your being, of your energy field, of your Merkava, your vehicle of light. Feel the energy of yourself and those around you as you sit in each other Merkabas. Take another breath. And for a moment, that's just slip out of that physical existence and extend yourself through your field and your energy. Let go of any mind thoughts. Drop deeper into your heart, connecting deeper with your intuition through your pineal. Bringing in more of the divine energy of your true self, your higher self, your divinity, your light, your super consciousness, your beingness, the glorious grandness and vastness of your soul that has no beginning and no end. No beginning and no end, that is always in a circle, always in a circle of love. Take another deep breath. Feel an elevated emotions from your heart, from your entire being, of gratitude, of peace, of kindness, of compassion, of joy, of pure, pure joy, reflecting from you out and back to Source, to Spirit, and from Spirit, a Spirit that loves you so much that gave birth to you once again on this beautiful blue planet we call Earth, Mother Gaia, Pachamama, Ima Adama. Breathe and allow yourself to open your heart even more. Even more. How much you can open your heart is all up to you. Because Spirit's heart is always open, always listening, always loving, always being, always present. It's waiting for you. Especially in moments like this when souls, old souls gather together, creating an strong energetic coherence between one another. What more can you achieve in this moment in your life to bring forth, to give birth? What more do you envision, imagining and seeing, creating and manifesting that you wish for? See it in your heart, in a vision from your soul that know and connected to all that is. Through the I am that I am, the sacred layer number 6 of DNA, the Eheye Asher Eheye. Feel for a moment that sacredness of these ancient word spoken from a light of a bush to Moses on the top of Mount Sinai. Repeat together with me. Eheye Asher Eheye. Eheye Asher Eheye. Eheye Asher Eheye. Feel the energy getting stronger, more loving, more compassionate, more light, so much more light coming through you. And once more, we'll open our hearts to the loving messages, information, light language, wisdom, and divinity from Meliha and the Star Mothers, from Alanahi, as Enya come through, and the Divine Feminine, and from the guidance, wisdom, and unconditional love of Kryon.
Dear Shining Ones, we joyously, happily step forward into this sacred circle yet again. We step forward because you ask. And you may not know you're asking as that, but you are here. And that is your asking. We step forward to celebrate the divine daughters here today and the sacred sons and the balance of the masculine and the feminine as it comes back into harmony. And that moves forward in your world from that point of balance. Sometimes more masculine, sometimes more feminine, but each realizing the other, each supporting, uplifting, and holding sacred space for the other. And to do this, we, the Star Mothers, bring along our mothers. You know them as the Star Grandmothers. There are 5. So together we make 12 in that circle. And we surround each one of you with different aspects of divine love, teaching, compassion, benevolence, strength, creativity, understanding, power, love, divine purpose, sacred mission. You are all of these things in one beautiful human divine vessel. Imagine those and many more things, words, feelings, abilities, missions and passions. And this place, this beautiful vortex of love, not just of energy of the land, but of the love that is here in this room. And you extend that to the people that are not here with you, to those that love and support you and hold sacred space for you. Perhaps they're taking care of your cats and dogs or your kids while you're here. This is the community, unity through community. The bonding of the sacred sons and the divine daughters. As you uplift each other, as you leave the place of survival and competition, you have had much of that in these past 2 years. Survival and competition and fear. And now you come here. You come here to multiply your own light in this time. And what happens to that light as it multiplies? You know, don't you? It heals you. It touches others. It goes out into the world in a wave that you have no way of knowing how far it reaches. And we, from our place in the Pleiades, 444 light years from here, we know you like numbers, so we remind you of this. We hold the space for the transformation of humanity now. Each one who is here and each one who is here to be the transformation and the change and the love. Take a breath. And as you exhale, exhale that transformation, that change, that love for yourself first and others. You are here for that. This is your time. You were born for this. Our beloved shining star children, all of you, sacred sons and daughters. When you leave this place today, you take with you a change. And how that manifests is up to you. But it will manifest and you will see it. And you will be shining lights, beacons in the world. And we continue to celebrate that from our place in the Pleiades and also from here. We are always with you. Our dear children, we love you deeply, greatly, and we are honored that you have chosen this time and this place to transform. And now we step back.
I am Anya, here in service in the time of the great evolution. We're always reminding you, you are greatly loved, encouraging you to love greatly. I am the initiator of the universal calibration lattice and of the 36 templates of light and energy. They are gifts to bring about levels of coherence for the grand opening of the consciousness that is occurring and must occur as the energies shift upon the planet, as the energies shift within you. And you choose to become more of who you are. You are supported in this. You have said yes to yourselves. We would ask you to think of the universal calibration lattice as the engine for the Merkaba, a power pack. As you become more aware of who you are and the energy you generate and how to generate it in sacred patterns, the power is great. Are you ready for it? Indeed. We wanted to remind you, in the empowerment of the energy of infinite love, hold your power. Stand strong. Know when to be still, when to take action. And we would encourage you. How would we say this? There's a human dynamic to push back. Oh, there's the finger. No pushback. Hold your power. We have said this for many, many years, and now we're saying it because it's the most important thing you can do personally and collectively. Hold your power and let the others respond according to their wisdom. For there are many shades of light and many different energies in this world, and there is an integration and a level of empowerment that is occurring as you become more whole. And it includes all of these frequencies. Understand? It's not a pushback. It's a becoming more whole. We have another little brief message that we would like to deliver. In this moment, you are opening up to more of your talents, skills, and abilities, and you will surprise yourself. You will find yourself becoming more capable than you ever have before. Celebrate it and choose to become as powerful as you dare to become. You've been told over and over again, don't make yourself smaller so that people feel better. Be the wholeness of you are to inspire them to do the same, according to their inner wisdom. Use your talents, skills, and abilities. We are in a calibration, celebration in this moment. And again, we continue to remind you of the balance, the wisdom of the feminine divine, the wisdom of the masculine divine, coming into unity, your intellect, your intuition, however you see it. It is an integration and a harmony that brings about this brilliant energy radiating from your core of wholeness. It is no longer about division in here or all around you. It's just a little more. We tell you, you have time. You have built very well. You have already been growing as the new human in the new world. And there's about to be more. You have time. For indeed, you are timeless. Yes? Let us come into this calibration, celebration. Continue to honor one another with the love and the wisdom and the brilliance that each one of us expresses in our unique and wondrous way. One more time, let us affirm. In the energy of infinite love, I am alive. I am electrical. I am transformative. And all is well. You are greatly loved. Love greatly.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. I speak to old souls specifically. Those would be the ones who would be more inclined to listen to these kinds of messages. And in that, I tell you this, the shift is upon you. And the shift is not simply a time where things change. The good parts of the shift, the ones that the old souls have been waiting for, I'd like to tell you a little about. There are so many things that you learn from birth about that which is the Creator, Spirit, what you call God. Most of those things center around love. But the things that then revolve around the doctrines sometimes are metaphoric. I would like to tell you about a man named Wall. Woe is not a man or a woman. He's a woe man. We're going to identify him as a he, only for the story. Woe has been with us in parable after parable for more than 30 years. And Woe is excited. He is a spiritual man living a spiritual life. He has been told of the shift. He is an old soul. He doesn't know what to expect from time to time, just like you, and is looking forward to a new kind of energy for himself, for the planet, but mostly a promise. He has been on the earth a very long time. I wouldn't say that Woe was finished, but he was looking so forward to something called ascension. He could remember being told by so many of those around him, that readers and all those, Woe, there's going to be a time when you'll go into ascension. Woe prayed in his own way, meditated in his own way, contacted his inner self in his own way, and he began to ask, in the shift, will there be room for me to ascend? Of course, he knew what that was. He had read in the scriptures, especially in the old scriptures, he'd read very carefully that about Elijah and all that. He knew about ascension. He knows what happens. And he said, this would be a good time. That's what I want. That's truly what I want. Spirit, take me into ascension. It wasn't that far away in time that there was a knock at the door, a manifestation. He knew it. It was coming. He opened the door. A smaller man stood there in a funny outfit with a little hat, and he handed Woe a piece of paper. And as Woe took the paper, the door shut and the man went away, and he realized that the piece of paper was a ticket. It was a train ticket, and it said, ascension. And Woe said, I have no idea why this would be on a train. But I'm not going to question it, because God works in mysterious ways. I have that ticket to ascend. And he looked at it, and indeed, it had a place where you depart. It had a time of departure. He thought, well, this is kind of frightening. Maybe I'm going to decease at that moment, or I don't know, but this is my ticket. I asked for it. The man came. I mean, this was it. And so he waited for the day, and he prepared. He didn't pack anything, of course. He wasn't going anywhere. He was going to ascend. But of course, it was going to be on a train. He thought that was unusual. But he went to the train station. There was the train. He looked around, and there were others. They had tickets too. Maybe this is a metaphor, a clouded metaphor for a rapture or something where everybody goes to ascension at the same time, and he didn't know. He just knew that he had exactly what he asked for, and he felt so peaceful and so comfortable. Maybe the man at the door was in some kind of an angel or whatever. It didn't matter. He had the ticket. He looked at the train. It had a name. It was called the Ascension Train. He got on the train, and it departed. And as it departed, he could see the sign of the station that he'd come from, Dullesville. And then the train pulled out. There were very happy faces, everyone going into ascension. The train went for a while, went for a while, and went for a while. Pretty soon, Woe was saying, at what point does everything change? Perhaps the train elevates into the sky, and at some point something else will happen, and we'll be in that place that we were told even from children, you go and you die. And he even remembers some things that said ascension really isn't all about a heaven. It's about other things. And he said, I'm ready. The new energy has created something for me, and I'm on the train, and I'm going there. But the train never elevated. Nothing really truly happened with the train. It went through some dark areas. There were some tunnels. There were some things perhaps that were frightening on the train, but he knew it was a sacred train. He was all right with it. And then it happened. The train started slowing down. It came around a corner very slowly, and he was shocked, because what he saw was the station that he just left. A sign, welcome to ascension. The train stopped, he got off, and he said, this is not what I expected. He was disappointed, except that he realized that wherever he walked, the ground started to glow. He looked at the train station, and it was starting to turn another color. There were plants, and there were no plants before. He was starting to realize he had never truly left home. But what took place was inside. Woe had gone to another level of awareness where everything around him began to change in its meaning, where he saw joy where he never saw before, where he realized that he wanted to stay on this planet and make a big difference, but now he could because he was peaceful in all things. This is ascension, dear ones. It is an ascension of your vibratory rate to a place where you want to be here. A place where you're clear of disease and worry. A place that is more home than it ever was to you before. There is more to this story. If you think about it, it carries with it some promises. It carries with it so much. As an ascended consciousness then will give you the power to create even more of that. Dear ones, I would like to say to you that you have this ability to go to these kinds of areas where perhaps you didn't think you could go. And now is the time. We have said this before. It is your lineage. And that is, you deserve it. Old soul, you have walked through so much in so many lives, and this one included, in a very old energy. Some have slogged through it to come to a place where you can lighten up, to a place where you can smile every morning that you awaken, no matter what is happening around you, and say this or something better, and start to create that which you have always wanted. Ascension for you inside. That's the message of the day. That's why we came. I'm crying in love with humanity. And so it is.